Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. The Unified Examination Certificate, or UEC, is back in the news after a recent meeting between the Prime Minister and the Federation of Chinese Associations Malaysia. Conflicting reports over what was agreed to at the meeting was a reminder that recognition of the UEC is seen to be politically contentious. Now, while recognition has been a long-standing desire of the community, no government thus far has granted it. Now, even during the Pakatan Harapan administration, the then Minister of Education set up a task force, but its report came in just as the administration collapsed. Joining us in the studio now, we have Edin Khoo, chairperson of the UEC task force. Edin, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here.
Thanks for having me here.
This task force that was created, it was set up in October 2018, and you handed in a report in February of this year. So just give us a brief understanding as to what the task force was set up to do and what do you think was achieved?
Yeah, let me clarify. The report has not been surrendered to the Ministry of Education yet because we had extended our tenure due to the nature of the way we conducted the task force responsibilities. First of all, we were appointed in October to look at this issue comprehensively. So there was myself and two others, Dato' Tan Yu Seng and Mohamad Remy from ABIM. And essentially, we chose to take an approach that was quite novel in the ways committees have functioned previously in Malaysia. We decided to be very interactive and decided to interview and gather material and gather opinions from a whole variety of individuals, groups, organizations, political parties, and experts on the issue of the UEC. And overall, I think we were in contact with close to 90 of these stakeholders, so to speak. We also had several town hall sessions in which diametrically opposed groups who had been essentially slugging at each other met and had a very reasonable and rational discussion. I think the first thing that we needed to do was to extricate the issue from the political climate in which it has been ensnared for over 40 years and try and identify what the issue is actually.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there at the moment. You know, Edin, that's precisely my point. It's very interesting that Pakatan Harapan, at least under its administration, was able to host this. I mean, had it not happened in the past, I mean, were there no attempts at engagement and trying to bridge maybe a chasm of distrust or mutual suspicion that had marred the decision to recognize UEC?
No, I think there was always an attempt to bring interest groups together. But bringing interest groups together doesn't help with the issue, because you're going to get a conflict of interest. What you need are outside parties, although I must say Dr. Tan Yu Seng is from
Tongxiong.
Mm-hmm. You know, but for me, it is to have a really independent approach to identifying what the salient issues of this matter is.
Okay, so you said you wanted to extricate the issue from the political climate. You want to identify what the real issues were. What were they?
Well, the issues are basically the standard of our national education, the perceived, whether real or not, that has to be tested, the perceived weaknesses, and some would even say rot, in the national education system. Also, the plurality of our education system, which has existed for a very long time, it's highly pluralized. And by the 90s, of course, you had other alternative kinds of systems, international schools, private schools, all allowed to operate. Which brings about, of course, other kinds of problems. But I think the major problem is a psychological one, is the lack of faith in our national education system, perceived, for example, national education system perceived to be increasingly more religious, lacking in worth, really. And, of course, there are all kinds of other problems with families, social mobility, people look to private education. So it's a host of other of problems. And these are some of the things that do enter into the UEC debate. It can't be looked at in an isolated way.
It's not just about recognition.
Right. So, but the recognition is interesting because if you're saying that, and I'm assuming that the perception of the rot in the national system is coming from those parents and stakeholders in from the Chinese school perspective, as it were. But there is a desire for recognition of the government that runs the mainstream schools.
Yeah.
For recognition of the UEC, exam, right, and for the certificate to be recognized. Why is that? I mean, why on one hand, see the national system as inadequate, at the same time wanting that same government that runs the national system to recognize your...
Yeah, this is one of the, just as with the controversy recently, I say recognize, suddenly I say I didn't say recognize. Mm. This has been going on for 40 years. And really, it's become an issue about triumphalism, about who wins and who does not win.
Who wins the debate?
Yeah. Who wins the issue? Who is able to get home the trophy? Very interestingly, in certain states, in Malacca, for example, when spaces were open for UEC holders, also in the civil service, that's another area that's under scrutiny here. Guess how many applied to go into the civil service?
No.
Zero. Right? Zero. In Sarawak, I think it was 4. I had some people on the committee who said basically, it's a matter essentially of economics. It's for poorer students who do the UEC and can't afford to go overseas, will go to local universities. So as long as you have those kinds of perspectives, the issue has to be settled in the most expansive and broad way. Like, you need to identify the problems so that...
Edin, can I ask you, what didn't you know at the start of this process that you learned as a consequence of putting this report together?
Well, I learned, for example, a great many things about the state of our education system, and very often, I know it has been highly, highly politicized. And very often according to communal lines. Mm. I get very disappointed somehow civil servants get the brunt of this. I had the task force had several civil servants who served with the task force. They were absolutely brilliant in their technical knowledge, in their hard work, in their research, in dedication and discipine. Absolutely, I was totally, completely amazed. And there's a lot in the civil service of opinion and expertise that is not actually engaged with at all. Yeah. So this saya menurut perintah sometimes, is very top-heavy when actually it is the civil servants who basically put the system together, who understand what the contradictions, the paradoxes are, but who are not often engaged to give their opinions. That's one of the things. But I also learned about a great deal about, I think the biggest question that came out of all this is a philosophical question. What is education to us? It seems to be all about the paper mill, about producing exam molds, and having a completely functional system. It is not about creating creative, imaginative, holistic students. It's about who can memorize best.
I wonder if I have time to just
yes,
quick question. Muslim Malik put this together. What was the end game for him? Did he want to be able to make a decision, yes or no, to recognition?
Well, the term recognition itself is problematic, and that's one of the things the committee looks at. But I think the point was basically to have a very comprehensive view about what this issue actually was, what its ramifications were to the entire national education system, and then what kind of sensible solution we can find to this issue.
Very fascinating things. We're going to take a quick break, but let's continue our discussion with Edin about the UEC and the Malaysian education system. Stay tuned to consider this. We'll be right back.